I'm Lisa Gutkin from the Klezmatics, for those of you who just, I see a lot more people than were here just even 10 minutes ago. So this is a really good thing, and I hope you're having a great day. How many people were here yesterday? All right, excellent, excellent, really good. So the thing about Holly is that Holly is everything all at once. Holly is an activist, she's a musician, she's a writer. Her works are archived in the Radcliffe, in a library. her works are archived. No, very seriously, she's done a lot of writing on the social atmosphere as from the point of view of a musician. She's been an actress. She was originally in Hair many years ago, and had this great debate as to, you know, the music, should she do music, should she do acting? We, I'm sure, are very, very happy that she's chosen music so that she could be here today. She was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which is very, very intense. She's been in many peace talks. Her singing is obviously very beautifully musical, but also very socially aware and really bringing people into social issues in a very beautiful way. She has a new CD coming out probably late July, maybe early August. It's called Peace Becomes You. Holly invites you all to be really active in her website and her Facebook. And she's doing this thing where she's collecting, you can send in memories of, your memories of her concerts, which is really nice. This is just another way, to me, it just shows like another side of Holly really being part of the world and her audience, which is what we love so much about her. With her today are longtime collaborators, John Bocchino on piano, and fellow activist musician Colleen Katow, and very special today, Holly's niece, Devin Neer, is here with her today. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Holly Neer. Hello, Clearwater. Thank you, Lisa.
Those who go before us, so lift me up. thunder and give me an ocean to hold my tears.
Let's hear you.
I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change.
Monitors up here. Thanks to all the sound people for working a festival. Hundreds of performers walk out and you have to figure it out in 30 seconds. We appreciate that. Lisa, come on back and join us. It's so much fun to work with the Klezmatics, and we wanted so much to have them all come and sit in on the set today, but they're setting up and getting ready for their own work at this wonderful festival. And so I hope you get a chance to hear the Klezmatics. They're playing twice today. Okay.
I'm going around the radio dial. And somebody's talking about sin. Somebody talking about the weather. Or will America win? I want to hear one good song while I'm stuck here in the traffic. I want to sing along. I need a song to help me stay awake. One good song that'll reach my demographic. Take me home with a one good song. Play me one good song while I'm stuck here in the trap. with one good song. Just take me home with one good song. Come take me home with one good song. Lisa!
Thanks for playing.
This was fun to pull together this group of musicians for this afternoon. It's always nicer to add folks when you're playing outside because there's no fourth wall out there. Although I see you all making up the wall at the very back out there. Hello, wave. Oh, you can hear. That's great. Lovely to see you. I love that big tree there. Such a great tree to visit every year. Do just a little cranky love song.
I'm not here to forget you, I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't wanna get over you, I don't wanna get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. Quarters, same old song, missing you through and through. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. They ought to give me the world a surprise for all the silver that I let slide down the slides.
I learned that from Waylon Jennings. Nice, good old cranky song. Well, I'm kind of horrified at what's going on in the world, as you may be feeling the pressure of it as well. And it's not as if every generation and every time in our lives doesn't have a crisis to deal with. That's part of the human experience, I think, is learning how to hold the weight of what we are handed as we come onto this most extraordinary planet. It's the only planet we know of that has life on it like this, and we get to be here. So it's a shame to waste any of it. But what an extraordinary thing to have been born and or grown into a state of consciousness. So if you feel like you know something about the world and about the planet and about love and about diversity and about change, about intervention, about education, about saving rivers, if somehow in your life some part of that has come to you
I think we should just pause from time to time and realize how lucky we are to have some consciousness, because we see a rising force of people who don't seem to know where they live, don't seem to know who they live with, don't seem to understand how to take care of this precious place, don't seem to understand how to love one another. And I feel very sad for them. I feel very sad for them. You hear the outrageous things that come out of their mouths and out of their minds and hearts, and you feel they must have been extraordinarily abused children. And I don't mean that as a joke. I mean that desperately and sadly. So how do we, who have this gift of consciousness, and I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but just weren't we lucky to somehow learn how to move from the heart? How are we going to reach those people and communicate with them and make sure that this planet keeps spinning? So I thank you all, because I think one of the first steps to finding out where your heart is to know where music is. So here you all are. Here you all are. And I hope even today, even though we're on vacation and away and getting to hang out and listen to music, that we'll put into practice what we know, because we will be in small spaces all day. And maybe things will come up where we can all learn a little more about one another instead of complaining that someone's blanket has been spread too far along on the grass. So this is a song for some of those folks out there in the world who seem to be so angry, so hurt, so afraid that they have to take what they know and use it to abuse others. I sing this to them. Down the street, and there was a man who was so angry at his children, two teenage boys. He was shaking with rage, and I just thought, oh, what happened to him as a boy? We pass these things on, you know, whatever we're given as children, and unless we really work at it. And he was just in his face with his finger yelling at him and using foul language and don't move with me, you know, and it was just so harsh. And I got into one of those frozen places that we get into, you know, when we're in grocery stores and we want to do some intervention to help kids and we just don't know what to do. I remember one time seeing a man deal with it really beautifully. He was standing on the street corner when he saw this kind of hostility, and he started dancing in the street and going, "Don't hit the baby, don't hit the baby." And it was such a great kind of intervention, right? Wasn't confrontive, wasn't violent. It was just everybody on the street heard it and saw it, and the parents got the message. And so I was trying to be as great as that example, and I didn't do quite that well, but I did go up to the gentleman and I said, "Excuse me, this is becoming really abusive. Take a deep breath and calm down. Are you okay?" And I thought, okay, this is going to be the first time I've ever been punched. You know, it's going to come at me. But I just decided it was time to not just sit back and feel bad later that I hadn't done anything. And I wanted the kids to see that there was another grown-up that thought that behavior was not okay, you know, that there was a modeling of this. So I just looked him right in the eye and I said, "Take a deep breath. Are you okay?" Instead of, "You are a bad person," because my younger sister taught me this. She works in education. "So are you okay?" And instead of punching me, he looked me right back in the eye and he said, "Thank you." It was like he knew he needed an intervention, and just enough moment of time went by for his clarity to come back into. So I encourage you all to be brave and do these kind of quiet, nonviolent interventions, because our children so need us to be on their side. So need us to be on their side right now. It's hugely important. This is a wonderful song I learned from Odetta. Odetta! Odetta. When I was a little girl living on a farm in Northern California, my parents got us records. You remember records? And my dad even built a post box that was large enough for a 12x12 package so that they could order records and have them delivered. And Odetta came in on one of those sampler records that used to be out there, samples of all kinds of folk artists. And there she was. And it really was because of her voice that I learned that girls could sing low. Because here came this voice, Judy Henske was the other one, right? These deep, deep voices. So I learned this song from Odetta, but we dedicate it today not only to her, but to Mary Travers, Lena Horne, Gil Scott-Heron, Phoebe Snow, Hazel Dickens, Teresa Dell, Mercedes Sosa, Salvador Cardinal, Floyd Westerman, Bill Morrissey, Maxine Feldman. And if there's another artist that you know of who's passed that's in your life, you can call them out. Doc Watson, Facundo Cabral. Ain't no use sitting and crying. There'll be an angel by and by. Don't you rock 'em? Don't you rock 'em? Don't you rock 'em? Don't you rock 'em, Dad? Soon as I get my new house done, sail away, ladies, sail away. I give my old one to my son. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. Don't you rock 'em. Don't you rock 'em, daddy-o. Sail away, ladies, sail away. All I got left on myself as a musician.
Well, go on and rock on, daddy, oh. 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 Sail away, lady, sail away. Sail away, lady, sail away. Sail away, lady, sail away. Sail away, lady, sail away.
You know Kev Moe? I bet in his wildest dreams he never thought I'd be singing one of his songs. Veneer, Colleen Cattell, John McKino. Joan Wattman. I've just been in the recording studio for the last couple months.
Yeah.
I took a 2-year break. I just
teeth thing.
Yeah.
didn't feel like singing anymore. And so when I turned 60, everybody said, you want a party? I said, no, I want 2 years off. I've been singing since I was 8 years old. So I just traveled around the world and sat still in a lot of places. And when I came back, I started writing and started singing again. And it was wonderful. It was really wonderful to have a break. My brain just needed to be cleaned out. So this is the title song of the new CD that will be out in midsummer. And I wrote the lyric and sent it to a wonderful musician, John Fromer, to ask him to write the music. And he's a wonderful labor organizer and shows up a lot at the School of the America protests that happens every year down in Southern Georgia. How many of you know about the protests there? Yeah. Colleen Cattell is a regular part of the artist team down there. If you ever want to go to one of the best demonstrations that ever takes place in the world, it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, and it's to protest a school called the School of the Americas, where they actually train dictators all around the world to destroy blossoming democracies. They teach torture methods, and they teach psychological trauma. And it's done with our tax money. So if you're tired of being broke and you'd like your money to do something else, go down there and protest. And thousands of people come for 3 days. And it's very music central. It's a speaker, and then a song, a speaker, a speaker, and a song, a speaker, and a speaker, and a song. And it's music, music, music. So John Fromer is really a big part of that. And so we dedicate this to him. He's not well. And has health problems, and we love him dearly.
I like the way you look in your baggy jeans. I like the way you walk with your sassy stride. I like the way you sound when you call out my name, the way you laugh when you got something to hide. But most of all, I like how you trust and change, and honey, darling, wonderful and true.
Peace.
Sharing the arts. So we'll go over after the event, as I think many artists will, to where the festival is selling CDs. They make money off of the sales. It supports the festival. So do the artists. It supports the artists. There are a lot of people out there trying to make a living full time to be artists so that they can be available at all times to be of use and to be of service. So I hope in your communities, you probably do because you're here, keep supporting the development of new artists as well as the ones who've been out there working for the last 40 years. And keep art live, music live in the world. Technology is fantastic. I mean, can you imagine? I just went to the 35th anniversary of the big march that took place in Central Park. Remember the big anti-nuclear event where a million people were in the park? That was organized with mimeograph machines. It was before cell phones, and they figured out how to get a million people to come into that park, and that's extraordinary. Well, now we have this technology, but it's still important to find that balance between being on the cell phone and actually sitting in a crowd of people all singing together. So I'm so glad that you're here. The other thing we did yesterday, we went to a gay marriage. Yeah. It's legal here now. And thanks to all of you who made that possible. The struggle isn't over yet, but state by state, family by family, relationship by relationship. And no matter how you feel about marriage, and I venture to say that there's a lot of people here who might, after having done it several times, realize it might not be for you. But it's still really important that we have equality. It's still really important that everybody gets to walk into a room and say, this is my husband or my wife, without him to say partner, which sounds like such a business arrangement. You know what I mean? So thank you all for working for gay rights and for equality in marriage. This is a song by Eric Schwartz that goes way back before people were talking about this. And he's remembering some of the early grandmothers of this movement.
Oh,
excuse. So we were in Albany last fall doing a concert, and we heard that we were not far, the concert hall was not far from the occupation that was happening in the park there in Albany. So somebody came at intermission and told us that the police had gotten word from the high ups that they were meant to close down the occupation at 11 o'clock that night and kick everybody out of the park. So we turned the second half of the show into a kind of a musical rally, got ourselves all geared up, and a large percentage of the audience went over to the occupation just to sort of be there in solidarity. Well, the police ended up not shutting it down. And the next day, we heard that the police had decided, even though the higher-ups had given this order, they had decided not to break up the camp at 11 o'clock at night because they felt quite certain that if they did that, it would start a riot. And around a quarter to 11, all these old people had shown up. These are all the people from my concert. And so, the moral of this story is that no matter whether you need it for physical assistance or not, we should all buy canes and walkers and take them wherever we go so that we can do intervention between young people in harm's way.
Romance, it's there.
today, because I'm ready. We're still here, choosing love over fear. When the lines are drawn, we're still here. We're still here, making it perfectly clear. When the lines are drawn, we're still here.
What did you say?
When the lines are drawn, we're still here.
So the next time you're in an occupation and it looks like it's going to get rough, and there's starting to be violence, you can just stand in a row and start singing that song to whoever is about to hurt you. And just maybe they'll laugh. Maybe they'll do a little intervention and they'll laugh and pretend that's okay for you. I don't know if we can experience it outdoors, but I would really like to try. There's a song that has comes from the Georgia Sea Islands that has kind of been turned into a campfire song with a lot of years of forgetting where it came from. And the song actually, as I understand the history of it, was sung by fishing people on the islands who would, when they were ready to go out into the sea and maybe there was a storm hailing and it looked like it might be dangerous, that they would call on their gods and goddesses, their powers that be, and ask for them to come by and keep an eye on the boats, to keep an eye on the fishing people. It was a kind of way of saying, whatever is out there in terms of energy, take a look over here and keep us safe. So we're living on this beautiful planet. And so regardless of what you think is out there, anything from magnitudes of glory to absolutely nothing, wherever it is you walk into your life and your ideology and your heart, it probably wouldn't hurt us right now to call on each other, on nature, on the powers that be, on the mystery. Come by here. 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 Come by here.
Find a park.
Come by here. Sing out strong. Come by here. Come by here. Sing to whoever will listen to you. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here. And I want to end with a poem that can be done with music, but I'm just going to sing it without. And if you have some keys or coins in your pocket and you want to be part of the percussion, if you have some spoons. But I feel very grateful that music came into my life. And it is always wonderful to be with musicians and appreciators of music. Every place I've been in the world, the singers are in the forefront. They're oftentimes, in dictatorships, are the first ones to be killed. And in times of joy, they're the first ones to be called on to lead the songs of happiness. So I take it very seriously to be a musician. I take it very seriously to be part of the whole idea of sound and song in this world. A penny whistle, a rock and roll band, a symphony, a stick on an old tin can, a lullaby and a jazz quintet, a polka, a salsa, and a minuet, a screaming guitar, a pounding beat, dancing in heels or in bare feet, wailing trumpets and piano rags, fast tarantellas and tempos that lag. The drummers begin, the dancers arrive, and suddenly we know that we are alive. Choirs of peace, a marching band, soprano who hits all the notes nobody else can, a banjo, a koto, a lute or darbuka, a cellist who dares to replace a bazooka, Cherokee dances and the Mississippi blues, a troubadour daring to bring the news. Now we're crossing the border deep in the night. Ave Maria, don't hold off my fright. A sweatshop where boredom can kill, and tapping a foot reflects a powerful will. I'm raising my children over prison phones, humming and humming so they won't feel alone. A child who can't sleep, a pain in her bone, a parent who sings so he won't feel alone. Teenagers survive behind headsets of sound, escaping the terror of a family unwound. Church on alert, a choir sings out, and women in hats begin to shout. Shout to the heaven, there's a grand jubilee, raging and twirling in ecstasy. Birds in the sky and bees in the hive, we know we are dying and we know we're alive. But how would my days have gone without a draw and a song? I want to know, how would our days have gone without a drum and a song? Ask a question. How would our days have gone without a drum and a song? I want to know now. How would our days have gone without a drum and a song? How would our days have gone without a drum and a song? Keep the rhythm going. How would our days have gone? Hey, 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 how would our days have gone?
Devin Neer. I want to thank you all very much for being here. Oh, and Joan Whatman, I'm sorry. Stay tuned for the next act and all the wonderful music that's going on all day. Visit the social change activist groups, if you can, that are over there. Take time to walk by the river and thank all of the organizers who have cleaned that river up. Take a moment to honor some of its founding people who helped start Clearwater. Pete, thank you so much for being here. Pete Seeger. It's just a pleasure to have been on the planet at the same time as you, sir. Very nice. Thank you. All right, have a great time.